Today I've been travelling around with Harriet Harman in Dudley and Birmingham. Harriet, tell me what we've been up to today.
Well, we've been out campaigning today and we've visited two Sure Start children's centres, one in Erdington and one in Dudley. And in both places, what we heard from the parents was how they see their children really thrive in children's centres, how they started off really shy and reserved and then they really blossomed. And so the parents were really fulsome in their praise for the children's centre, and they were so absolutely confident about what the children were getting out of the children's centre. We talked to the staff in the children's centres, which are a team of staff from whether it's physiotherapy or speech therapy or nursery teachers, all working together, and they say that they can pick up any problems with the child's development early, and they're just such a great thing. And we're feeling very, very certain that we feel very strongly that it's a great thing that the Labour government's done introducing children's centres in all areas, and we wouldn't trust the Tories to support them. So they're a very, very important issue for this election. I also went to the town square in Dudley, the market day. It was a thriving and busy market with the fantastic local Member of Parliament, Ian Austin. And I went on the Prescott Express, John Prescott's battle bus, and we held a meeting in the town square. And John Prescott was talking about all the achievements of the Labour government and all the things that we've got to do for the future. So that was quite an exciting and at times rowdy meeting. And we had about 70 people there of all ages. And so we've had a very busy and active day campaigning. And then we finished off by launching our campaign document on women's safety, on tackling violence against women, called It's Your Safety, Your Choice.
And how do you feel the campaign's going in Birmingham? You've got a particular interest, I guess.
Well, I think it's a very, very tight race here in the West Midlands, and it's a tight race nationally. And I think that it's all to play for. I think we can win the general election. It's down to us. And this election is not just about the future and fairness and families, the Fs as I always call them, but also it's about the foot soldiers. It's about what all the individual members do, and if we all work as hard as we can, I'm sure that we can actually win that support. And we also need to remind people, I don't think that people want to see David Cameron in number 10. I think that people know he wouldn't make a good Prime Minister and that he wouldn't lead the country well. But I think it's just reminding people that unless they vote Labour, then David Cameron could come in through the back door.
Talking of David Cameron, the last of the big debates tomorrow, how do you think Gordon's going to go? What's he going to focus on?
Well, I think when Gordon Brown stands up at the podium there with David Cameron and Nick Clegg, I think everybody will recognise that when a global economic crisis hits the country, you really do want somebody of substance, of experience, of intellect and of deep commitment, and that is Gordon Brown. And heaven knows what would have happened to the country if either David Cameron or Nick Clegg had been number 10 when the global credit crisis hit.
OK, I better let you go and get your train. Thank you very much.